Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the House of a Thousand Discourses, my passion project podcast that provides propaganda. Today, I'm sitting with the most special guest of all time. I know I say that every episode, and I mean it every episode. It is Amy Wolf. Ow! That's a real last name, in fact. We were talking about Eric Clapton earlier, and we won't get into the whole Sun thing, because everybody knows that story. But we were saying that...
But most people don't know that he was not even present.
So he wasn't there when his son died. His son fell out of a window, and he fell how many floors?
47.
That's absurd. I thought it was just like fucking... I thought it was like a balcony of a hotel or something.
Nope. No, and it was his mom that had him. And she went to go visit one of her friends. And it was in her skyrise when she had him. Eric Clapton was not
so
even around.
So he wasn't there, and his fucking son was just fucking...
And that's, like I said, like, when the windows went down, like,
yeah.
I don't know how to explain
I wonder
that.
If it wasn't latched, and he just leaned on it, and he fell out.
It was, they changed the way windows work now, like, in sky rises, because of that.
I got a friend whose dad was, like, one of the first people who hung himself with his shoelaces in an Ohio prison. And then after that, they went to Velcro. So, like, it sucks that we gotta, like, fix things after the fact, like Captain Hindsight or whatever.
It's kinda like the Titanic.
Well, that too.
With the fucking
You know
lifeboat.
A lot about that. We'll get into that boat later. Well, we were saying earlier how Eric Clapton was asked, like, what's it like to be the greatest guitar player of all time? And he was like, I don't know, ask Prince. I never listened to Prince much. Yeah. Did you?
Well, I mean, like... I mean, I saw Purple Rain in
the
theater.
The movie? You know. Oh, you did?
Yep.
Was that cool? Because, like, I don't think I could get into that thing. I can't even get into Prince. It's too gay for me, if that makes sense.
It's actually...
He's too womany for me. But I got a fucking him tattoo, so I don't got a lot of room to talk, I guess.
But it's like, I often wonder, though, like, because it's based on, like, his dad trying to commit suicide at the end of the movie.
The movie is?
Yes, and I always wondered, like...
It's a musical, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got Apollonia.
I don't know who that is.
She's another, like, another band, a woman
like
band.
Like, famous singer, or like...
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but it's kind of like how he was abused as a kid. The movie is. I don't know if that's, like, actually
really what
based.
Happened to him?
Yeah.
But, it could be an over-exaggerated thing.
Right.
Like, fucking Eminem did it with 8 Mile, and everybody does that shit.
But Prince, though, honestly, though, if, like, he could fucking, like, shred on a guitar.
People say that he's a bad motherfucker when it comes to music. I just can't get into the falsettos and how girly he is.
And,
but,
like,
God, women loved him.
He was shorter than me.
Yeah? That's insane.
That's why his pants went over his shoes.
I know he's really proud of his music, and he won't let a lot of people use his music in movies and shit. Like, he's like super. Well, I know, but even when he was alive, like, he wouldn't even take those phone calls. Like, no, I'm not. They can't put it in the movie.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
he was just that kind of dude. Him and Kevin Smith, the dude who made like Clerks and Mallrats, they were buddies, and he would not let him use The Most Beautiful Woman in the World, that song for Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Which song?
It's called The Most Beautiful Woman in the World or something. And Kevin Smith wanted to use it, and Prince was like, no, absolutely not. Like, he won't let anyone use his music. But anyway, I digress. I think that's the word. Eric Clapton was asked, what's it like to be the greatest guitar player of all time? He's like, I don't know, ask Prince. But I also remember reading a thing in Rolling Stone a long time ago where Eric Clapton said when he first saw Jimi Hendrix play, he's like, that guy's going to put us all out of a job. But Jimi Hendrix was before Prince, I'm assuming,
yeah,
right?
But he fell into the fucking, what is it, the 27-year club?
Club 27, yeah. Yep. I did a podcast on that, an episode on that, on my other podcast called Don't Blame Us. Go check that out. It was like a fourth episode ever. Amy Winehouse is in it, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin.
Yep.
And there's the list goes on and on of people that in Club 27, but those are like your four horsemen or whatever, or your Mount Rushmore of the people that died at age 27. But I was just curious about the Prince thing because I never got into it, but so many people were like devastated when he died, and I was like, whatever. I'm scared if I listen to it, I'm going to like it and then start wearing purple and it's going to be a whole thing. I don't want to go there.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like when Michael Jackson died, though, too. Because they said that Michael Jackson was like
the fucking king of pop.
King of pop.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, see, and that's what I was wondering. I was like, so is that why they did the charade of him marrying Lisa Marie?
Lisa Marie, yeah, Elvis's daughter.
Yep.
What do you mean, like a charade? Like, because people thought he was like touching kids. He's like, I don't touch kids. I like women. So he married a girl.
No, because he was considered the king of pop.
Okay.
And then Elvis was always considered.
Oh, the king of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I never put that together.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, I don't touch kids. I like vagina. No, see, I'm married to a woman. Yeah. But yeah, king of rock, king of pop. I could totally see like the fucking Illuminati of the fucking music industry coming together and be like, you're going to get fucking married, motherfucker. You know, and you're going to fucking... Like, Michael Jackson was a good-looking black man. And then, like, he didn't get a disease. He had to change his fucking skin
exactly.
to white.
And it's like, he was like a test dummy.
Yeah.
On how to figure out, like how to, like...
Like I think the white man of the music industry came in and they're like, all right, black boy, you had your fun. Now you're going to come over to the white side and you're going to fucking
like,
make
why
millions
did he have
of
to
dollars
keep trying
for
to
us.
Get his nose smaller,
smaller and smaller.
To where he had none.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking nuts, man. I don't know. That's a whole different fucking episode. I don't know too much about Michael Jackson. His music is pretty cool. He could dance like a motherfucker. The whole pedophilia thing is super strange.
There was a bunch of like Corey Feldman, and there was
Macaulay Culkin that hung
they
out with him.
They all said that he never did anything.
But those kids had their own fame and their own money, so
exactly,
it's like they did, you know. And I don't know. It's so weird. Like I wonder
did you know that like Corey Feldman is in one of the very like what is it Friday the 13th part?
Yeah, part four.
Four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played fucking...
Well, the young Jason... Well, like, at the end...
My fucking fans are going to hate me for this. I can't think of the goddamn name because I'm so drunk. But,
Where he shaves his head at the end?
Every one of my listeners, yeah.
And he's like, Jason!
Yeah, he played the original fucking Tommy Jarvis in part four.
Oh, okay.
And then in part six, Tommy Jarvis comes back. He, like, escapes from the mental hospital or whatever. And he's like, I know Jason's not dead. And he digs up the grave. And then he, like, goes to stab him with a fucking, like, a metal rod. And then they Frankenstein him, and the lightning comes and strikes
the
metal
grave?
Rod. Yeah.
And then there's the kids?
Yeah, so part four, fucking, all right, hold on, let me take a
So wait, I saw that one in the theater with my dad, I think. Like, with the, where,
part
where he
six,
goes
when
back.
He comes out of the grave?
Yes, because he shoves the rod down in.
Yeah,
and
so,
then he gets
so part
hit
four,
by lightning.
Yeah, part four
okay.
was Corey Feldman.
That's
and
when
he fucking beats the fuck out of Jason to death with a machete. That's the first time we see Jason unmask, I think. He cuts the mask.
Yep.
He buries it in the side of his head. He falls
barn,
and it slides.
It?
No, it's in their house, I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was
And
in
he
the
goes
barn.
Ape shit. And he shaves his own head to look fucking crazy.
He's like, Jason!
And then they did part five called The New Beginning. And the killer in that is not Jason Voorhees. It's this dude named Roy. And instead of the red triangles on the mask, it's a blue triangle on the mask. And this dude named Roy does all the killings.
The copycat?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it was. And then you see all the time you see Jason Voorhees is when Roy's like looking in the mirror and it's a reflection, like a flashback. Mm-hmm. So because part four was called the final chapter.
Right.
And then it made money. So they're like, fuck, we got to do a new one, but we killed Jason. What are we going to do? So they did part five, A New Beginning. Everybody was mad. So then they did part six, Jason Lives.
And
they brought Tommy Jarvis back, but he was a teenager or whatever. It wasn't Corey Feldman. He escaped from the mental hospital.
I never put those two together.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Oh, wow.
But it's
okay.
Horror movies.
Well,
they don't,
I know,
you don't
I know.
You can't have, like, storyline. That doesn't work like that. So he breaks out of the mental hospital. He's convinced that Jason's not dead, so he digs him up like a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
and I think he breaks off like a fucking thing from the fence. Stabs
the metal
him with
rod.
It. Lightning comes, strikes him. Yep. Jason fucking comes back. Boom, Jason lives.
And then
CJ Graham played him in that one. CJ Graham is an amazing person. He's an actor. He fucking started out as a... What are those, like, super sexy dudes in the bow ties? Like Chippendales?
Like Chippendales,
the
yes.
fucking guys packed to the size of my head. Like, CJ Graham
the dude
is
that played
Jason Voorhees in part six. Super duper sexy man. And he's a super rad, super duper nice guy. I've met him several times because he goes to the conventions, Days of the Dead.
Ooh.
If you come with us, you'll meet him. That tiny, tiny mask behind you on the left, all my Jason masks that are autographed. The smallest one on the far left is autographed by CJ Graham. Super radical guy.
That did not fit on his face, did it?
No. Okay. No, absolutely not. I just had that mask and I had
You're
a sign.
You're all talking about this big man.
No, he's a mountain of a man.
I know, and I'm like, wait a minute.
And the last time I saw him, it was an accident. It was at Days of the Dead, but I was just like standing there like a fucking dumbass in Walmart aisle, like when you're just like, duh, where's the fucking candy? I was standing there at Days of the Dead like, fuck, I'm so hungover. Who am I going to go talk to next? And this mountain of a man walked by, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm sorry, dude. And he's like, you're all good, brother. And he kept walking. I'm like, that was fucking CJ Graham.
Oh,
but, like, that's
shit.
Just how cool he was. He was just like, you're all good, brother. And he just kept walking. He's so fucking nice.
Well, you know, I mean, that shows you, though, like, people that, like, have, like, names out there.
Yeah.
And the ones that are just like, hey, yeah, you know, like, act normal.
Yeah. Like, your horror movie guys that do the conventions, most of them are super duper cool, and they're happy to be there because they know that us horror fans are paying their bills by going there and standing in line and shit like that. They're cool, but like the cast from Stranger Things, or like your bigger shows, or like your people like fucking, I don't know, like Michael J. Fox, that's not fair to say because he's got Parkinson's syndrome, but like super famous people like fucking... like your Avengers movies and shit, like
they
charge like $500 and they're like, I don't want to do this because I just got paid fucking $7 million for my last movie.
And
I don't need to do this.
And that's
But the
sad
horror movie community is amazing. Those are the guys that want to hang out and meet the people.
Right. And, you know, I mean, that makes me sad because it's like, most people, you know, like most of those people wouldn't have gotten anywhere unless they had fans.
Right.
100%. So why in the fuck aren't you going to go and like, hang out and meet your fans and just get acquainted.
They're still making the money, so they don't need to. Like CJ Graham, Kane Hodder, those guys, they're not, no one's, Hollywood's not knocking out their door to make another Friday the 13th movie.
Right.
Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund, he'll probably never be Freddy Krueger ever again.
Did you see the new one, though?
I did. And
I have a brick.
The first time I saw it, it was 100% atrocious. I hated it. It was awful. The second time I saw it, it wasn't so bad, but I probably won't have to see it a third time.
Right.
It was just like, okay, cool, they made it. It was
but
in 2010,
it
they remade
just,
it.
It, like, totally twisted the whole story, though.
They paid too much attention to the pedophile stuff on it. Like, we all know Freddy Krueger was a pedophile, but in this movie, they went, like, deeper into it, and it was like, I didn't need to see all that. We already knew he was a pedophile.
But we didn't, like, they didn't really, like, elaborate on that part, but on that movie, they totally did.
Yeah, in the remake.
Exactly.
And like, the guy did a good job for what he could do, because you can't replace Robert Englund, and I'll tell you why, because he's one of the only killers with a voice. You could put any stuntman in a fucking... and a hockey mask, or in a Michael Myers mask,
right,
or in a ghost face costume.
Anything.
You can put any stuntman guy, get a 6'4" guy, he can play the fucking part. CJ Graham will argue with you, though. He's like, when you fucking have one eye blocked, and you want to fucking move, and like they're trying to give you direction, I challenge you to do it. So I get that. And one of the greatest quotes of all time, my homeboy Jason Brooks, he's the new Jason. He plays Jason Voorhees in all the Phil fans, the fan films, film fans, I'm fucking wasted, people. And the fan films that are coming out.
It's a dyslexic moment.
It is. So the movie that my song had on the soundtrack, it's called Friday the 13th Vengeance Bloodlines. And Jason Brooks plays the new Jason in all these fan films. And he said, the coolest fucking quote ever, he said, everybody wants to be Jason Voorhees until it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you got to get into the water. And, like, that's a fucking real ass... That could be a metaphor for fucking life, you know?
Did you see?
Like, he literally meant it. Like, everyone wants to be Jason until it's 4 a.m, you gotta get in the fucking water. And he said it was cold, it sucked, he hated it, he was tired, but the movie fucking speaks for itself. It was amazing.
Did you see, though, like, there was a lake where they put... a statue.
I think it's in like Michigan or Minnesota.
Yeah,
it's
then,
up north.
And then they had them, they told them that they had to remove it.
Oh, did they take
it
out?
And it disappeared. When the peoples came to like Like, okay, yes.
Coastguard or somebody removed it. Like, or go, the DNR or somebody removed it.
They went to go remove it, and it was gone.
Well, if I made that, and I put it in there, and word got out, like, we're taking it out, I'd been like, yo, homie, Tommy, remember when we put that thing in there? We need to go get our fucking statue. Right. I would have went and took it, too.
So they were like, well, it's gone. So, you know, because they said that they had to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Because they didn't know what the statue was made of.
Oh, it could cause pollution over time. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I get that. But so when they went to go get it, it was gone.
Well, good. I hope it's in someone's garage hanging up. And then in fucking 20 years, it'll go back or something.
Yeah.
So we talked about a little bit about the famous horror people that I've met. You've met some pretty radical famous people. Didn't you ride on the back of Bret Michaels' motorcycle one time from Poison? You want to talk about that a little bit? You met some other famous people too, right?
Oh, yeah. One of my best friends when I worked at the Harley shop and the custom shop was Dan Haggerty.
Who's that?
Which was Grizzly Adams.
Okay.
His best friend was Big Ben. This is weird that you brought this up because I was going to tell you this. So back in the day, they said that, you know, like from Easy Rider, the movie.
Dennis Hopper.
Yes. Peter Fonda.
Yeah.
Dan Haggerty was in that movie too.
Okay.
Well, the motorcycle disappeared.
And that he was riding?
Yes, an Easy Rider. Yeah, okay. It was. And my friend Dan had it in his garage.
He just like took it or what?
Yes, he just fucking stole the motorcycle.
That's hilarious.
He's passed away, so.
Do you have any idea what happened to it, or you probably can't say on the? I wouldn't if you did know, but nobody listens to me on the internet anymore.
Yeah, it was crazy because he's like, I'm a. You know, I got in my garage. I was like, what, Dan? What? He's like, I got the motorcycle.
What a fucking clown. That's insane.
He was like such a fucking character. I mean, and it was so cool because he brought me a jewelry box and it had all stones on the top of it because he knew I was a Wiccan. And so he brought me a jewelry box and he actually put a stone in it that he gave me, which I thought was really fucking
cool.
That
is really cool. That's awesome.
But yes, I did go to lunch with Bret Michaels.
Yeah, how did that come about? You were working somewhere and
I worked at the Harley dealership. Right?
Oh, you worked at the Harley. Where was this? What state?
Arizona.
You were in Arizona. Yep. Okay. Yep. You were working at the Harley dealership. Yep. How long ago was this?
Oh, God. About 14 years ago. 13 years ago, maybe, yeah.
Bret Michaels comes in. Do you have a crew with him?
No. He was just a normal people.
Okay.
But we were hosting Arizona Bike Week.
Okay.
At the time. And that was one of the stipulations that he told my boss that he wanted. He said he wanted to take me to lunch. And it was on Gary's birthday.
So you were with Gary, whatever.
Gary went to jail on his birthday.
He was in jail. Well, you were together.
I went to lunch.
Gary knows this story,
yes,
right? Okay.
He does, yes.
Jesus Christ, because I would hate to have to start the podcast.
Him and I got into a huge fight.
He was mad.
Like, yeah, because he knew I had to go to lunch.
With a rock star, is like, you're going to fuck a man. I would totally think that, but.
Ew. Yeah, you know what, though? Like, I'll tell you this, though. I'm like, yeah, ew.
Right.
No, that was fucking, when he was doing, like, The Bachelor.
No, your vagina would have fell inside out.
He was doing, like, The Bachelor at the time,
guy.
And I'm like, you know, dude,
Fuck Bret Michaels.
Ew, no. Ew.
Every rose has its thorn. It's like every vagina he touches
no
has
idea.
An STD.
He fucking. So he drove me back to his little house, I can't say little house, but on the side of the mountain, and then he fucking serenaded that stupid song to me.
He played it to you?
He sang it
me. He's like, this works
every
time.
He did an acoustic.
Check this out. Here's my little joke. He's like, he pulls out his guitar, and he's like, 60% of the time, it works every time. And he's playing every role as a song.
Yeah, and I was
what
just
a
like,
fucking clown.
And I said, I think it's time for me to get back to work.
Yeah, my lunch break's over, fuckface. Exactly. Your bandana's crooked.
We ate at P.F. Chang's, which
did you?
Was great.
That sounds amazing, yeah.
Yes, it was really good because it was
did he have a
restaurant.
Cool motorcycle, at least?
Oh, yeah. He had a flat black Dyna.
Cool.
And, you know, and I love Dinahs.
I've heard you bring up Dinahs before and when you talk about motorcycles. Yep. Yeah. So I rode with him, went to fuck a P.F. Chang's, he went to his house thinking he was going to get some ass.
Well, I thought we were going back to work.
Right.
Or dropping me off, and nope. I'm like, this is different way, route.
Was this house pretty fucking impressive, though? Yeah, like, I bet he's still got money. Because I don't think he was like amazing. A drug guy, right? No. So, like,
and this
he's
was
probably
before
still saved
he was
his money.
With his wife that he's got now.
Oh, okay.
And this was before he got diagnosed with diabetes.
Oh, I didn't know he had diabetes,
yeah,
too.
He's got diabetes now. So, he was on The Bachelor.
No, he had his own show, Rock of Love or whatever.
Well, he was The Bachelor.
For The Bachelor? Like
I
that
believe.
Brand of. Because I know he had his own show called Rock of Love. I think he did 2 seasons of it.
No, and because it was him finding somebody.
Yeah, he was like the Bachelor, quote unquote. Like,
okay, so because
there's
that's
the Bachelor
was,
as the brand, like the TV show The Bachelor.
Right, I know.
But he was on his own show on VH1. It was very similar to The Bachelor, but it was called Rock of Love.
Okay, so
and
I
think he did
him.
It twice because the
seriously,
fucking, I think he did it twice. The only girl I remember was
he's was a cock fucking, smoking fuck whore.
Yeah, he's a dick squeezer. He squeezes dicks.
Exactly.
I think Daisy was like the only girl that I remember, and like she's super cool and she's real tiny. Like I didn't even know she was Mexican until I heard her on a podcast, Adam Green's podcast, the director of Hatchet. He doesn't need my shout outs. He's way more famous than me, but his podcast is called The Movie Crypt. But she was on that recently, and I always had a crush on her. Daisy was her name. But yeah, he did Rock of Love, I think, twice. Because it's crazy. It's like, if you're that fucking famous, you could pretty much.
And why in the fuck? Yeah, exactly.
Why go on
the
TV
fuck?
Show? But VH1 probably paid him, and like he thought, oh, that would make him relevant, and then he can go
line
on tour.
Line his pockets.
Yeah, play the same fucking Every Rose Has Its Thorn song, and fucking go on tour with that one song. But, like, you wait fucking 45 minutes to hear that song because he's got to play all the shitty other songs. Are there any other famous people that you've met besides that P.P. Puffer?
Janet Jameson.
Yeah, that's right. You told me that. She's going to be at Days of the Dead this
year in Chicago
in November.
I know, and I cannot wait. I definitely, I'm like, I haven't seen, but you know, because she's been sick.
What's wrong with her?
I'm not exactly 100% sure, but she's been
just not doing well.
Exactly, like, just meltdown type.
Just
shit.
Okay.
Just I'm not sure what.
I wonder
it is.
What she's gonna look like because she was pretty.
She's always been beautiful.
Yeah, when I
and
first
she had a pink Dinah.
Oh, she had a Dinah too. She had a motorcycle too. That's cool.
And it was pink.
Dora was like, Janet Jameson's gonna be at Days of the Dead this year, and I'm like, cool.
Yep.
And she thought I would be way more excited about it because she's like the most popular porn star of all time.
Well,
and me being a man, I totally watch porn.
She stopped doing porns and she started making them.
Right. Well, directing. Like, but I'm saying she's still like super. Well, now she directs them, right? Yep. But like her being one of the most probably famous porn star of all time next to John Holmes, like Dora automatically assumed that I'd be like, oh, no shit. But
I'm more
so
excited
much
than you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, there's so much free porn out there. Like, Jenna Jameson was never on my radar. Like, I've definitely seen her get fucked in a movie before, but
I have too. And, I cannot lie.
But no, yeah, but it was like, she was never like a big deal to me to whereas most people think of her. So I'm like, I'll probably honestly get her autograph just so I can say that I have it because she's Jenna fucking Jameson. I would love to have it. But she's never been, like, my go-to, like, jerk-off gal, because there's so many out there.
Right.
But I do remember, like, her first ever one, she was, like, 18.
Yeah, she just,
she started very, very young. She was gorgeous.
I
know. And then, this is what sucks about so many famous women, is they're fucking beautiful. Then they start fucking with their face. And, like Rose McGowan was like, oh, she's my fucking.
Then she got her lips done. And
then
she looked like a duck.
Yeah, she looks awful now, and
like, fucking,
there's so
like,
many
Lindsay
women that
Lohan did that. Like Fucking even like Courtney Cox.
Yeah, they like she all did the same yeah, shit. They all do it, and they it all look sucks. Like
fucking Howard the Duck now.
Yeah, it's awful. It looks like they fucking got like just beat with a fucking.
It hot looks like fucking, it's like why in the fuck do you want to look like you're like, fucking kissing ass?
Yeah, it's so weird. Like you're gorgeous the way you are. Why do you fucking change it? I get breast implants, fine, cool. You know, hit the gym, get fucking six pack arms, whatever, like do that, but like don't fuck with your face. Lips? Yeah, it's absurd. I don't get it. And it ruins it because I loved Rose McGowan. She was my fucking jam. I know. Jam.
Yep. She was like, yeah, I loved it, when what's that movie where she's got the fucking leg where it's the gun?
Oh, Planet Terror.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that was like one of her last ones before she started fucking with her face. Because I loved her in Scream when she was Tatum Riley.
Yep.
And her fucking...
Oh, wait. Was she the one that got stuck in the...
Her head got smashed in the garage
door. Garage door, yes.
But, like, that fucking... All right, hot blonde, big Gonzaga's, nice butt, fucking cool, thick thighs.
She was, loved her. She was blonde then?
Yeah, in that
That's
movie.
That's what I thought.
The reason why That's she went blonde is because she was supposed to be brunette, and then when they showed up to film, she showed up with blonde hair because she's like, look, motherfucker, I die in this movie, and the final girl, Neve Campbell, has brown hair. I'm not going to be the brown-haired girl that died in fucking Scream.
Right.
So before, yes, she didn't tell anybody shit. She just showed up on set with blonde hair. And what are they going to do, recast her?
Right.
So no, she had blonde hair. And I'm fucking glad that she did it because she looked amazing. And when she fucking stepped into the garage to go get those beers.
Yep.
And her fucking Gonzagas were chilling, braless in that green sweater. And she was like, how excited are you to be in this movie? This is not to sound like a fucking horny asshole.
No.
But god damn it, did she look good in that.
She fucking looked good in that movie.
And it's fucking, I love the puns in that scene, because the movie, I Spit on Your Grave.
I love with the first Scream, is like, did you really call my mom?
Yeah,
she's gonna be so mad at me.
I heard that was ad-lib, too. I heard he made that up on the spot. And then I know for a fact, 100%, when he got hit with the phone, he wasn't supposed to get hit with the phone. When Skeet Ulrich, he was supposed to throw it, but his hands were covered in corn syrup.
And he fucking flinkered
it hit him in the back of the head. You hit me with the phone, dick! And they kept it in. And I'm pretty sure the You're Making Me Feel Woozy Here was an ad-lib.
I'm feeling a little woozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Matthew Lillard, when he gets asked now, like I've seen him like in magazines and Facebook interviews and shit, he's like, when he looks back at that movie, he's like, dude, I don't know what I was doing. I was such a fucking dumbass and I was over the top and I was spitting. Like when I look back on it, I'm like, what the fuck were you doing? Because he wasn't an actor.
Right.
But it fucking worked. But when he looks back on it, he's like, I would have done it so much differently because I was so stupid. The way he got that part was, he was a fucking awesome, but I think he wasn't really acting at the time, and I think his girlfriend...
I'll be right back.
Yeah, it was fucking sweet. I love that shit. But I think he got the part because his girlfriend was, like, working in a casting, like, working for a casting agent.
Oh,
and then he went to visit her on her lunch break, and then they were casting people for Scream. And when the lady walked out, she's like, are you here to fucking try out for Scream or whatever? And he's like, no, I'm actually here to visit my girlfriend on her lunch break. And she's like, well, come in and read some parts. You look fucking perfect. And
it's
like
kind of like a Han Solo.
Yeah.
With Harrison
he was
Ford.
In movies before. Like he was in movies before that, I think. I don't think Scream was his very first movie. Because he was in fucking the mom was the fucking murderer and... And then I'm pretty sure Hackers came out before Scream. But anyway, I don't think he was acting at the time. Like, he didn't go there looking for the job. And they had him come in and read. I think they had him originally read for Billy, which was Skeet Ulrich's part.
Oh, right.
And then they gave him the Stu Mocker part. That's pretty sure that's how it went down. And it was fucking amazing. It was fucking genius.
Oh,
I love that dude.
I mean, you could not
rest in peace, Stu Mocker from fucking Scream. Matthew Lillard's still alive, but his character.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Matthew Lillard is still alive. He does.
Did you see my face?
Yeah, you're like, he died?
I know.
Like, no, Stu Mocker died, not Matthew Lillard. All right, so we got a half hour left on the episode. I want to find out. I introduced you as Amy Wolf. Oh! The coolest last name of all time. You were telling me a really interesting story about how you were born.
Yes.
And you were adopted, like, from day one, like baby, right?
Correct. I was adopted. Well, so my parents, my adopted parents, obviously, because I don't know my birth
biological
parents. Correct. I don't know my biological
You don't
parents.
Anything about them at all?
Nope. The only thing I know about them is that my original name, my first name.
Was Joel. But you don't know your last name.
Nope.
Do you know the age of your mom and dad? Or?
So I guess my mom was 15 and my dad was 17 and my dad was a truck driver.
Chicago, right? They both lived in Chicago.
Correct. Well,
this is what do they call it? A closed adoption?
Correct.
So I'm thinking they probably did it because they were minors and they gave the kid up. And
I think
so they did the closed adoption thing?
How it was done back then.
Okay, in the
70s? But now, though...
What, 71? What year were you
born?
I
was born 71.
Okay.
And so now, though, they say that children who have closed adoptions can actually open up their records.
We probably got to pay you, though, I'm sure,
when I
right?
They're like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't do that. So,
correct.
Okay.
So I just stopped.
Where'd you go to a courthouse or something?
No,
or,
I called the Children's Home and Aid Society where I was adopted from.
Okay.
Because like even on my birth certificate, it doesn't even show what hospital I was born in.
Damn, that's crazy.
All I know is I was born
Chicago.
In Cook County.
Okay, Cook County. Okay.
So I'm guessing
which is
Chicago,
right? Is there are suburbs in Cook County too, or is that?
Well, I mean, like, I really don't know, but you know, like, we ended up like living in Schaumburg,
right?
Went up until I was five, and then moved.
And you were adopted by a white family.
Correct.
The only reason why I brought this up earlier is because like it's so hard to get a white baby back in the day, and like it's I don't know how it is now.
But
I've never tried it.
Five years
to get a baby, right?
Yep.
I was just curious if they were like, we want a white baby, a white girl, and then it took 5 years or...
And then
it's not a race thing, I'm just saying.
No,
like,
I'm saying,
like,
and
white
then
people want
me.
White kids, black families prefer black kids, like, that's how we do it,
yeah.
But...
But then there's me, and then I come fucking addicted to cocaine and heroin.
Yeah, you were born, quote-unquote, crack baby, but it wasn't crack, it was...
No, it was cocaine
and heroin.
Yeah. I was a speedball baby.
Yeah, so you were withdrawing from birth.
Correct.
That's so, like, you obviously don't remember, but do you know anything about, like...
My mom and, well, both of my parents, like, my adopted parents, I should say. You know, I'm like, I don't know how to,
when you say parents, we'll just assume the people that raised you.
Yes. I used to clench my fists and my feet.
As a baby?
Yep, and I would just sit in my crib, and I would just tighten up, and I would just scream and cry.
You're withdrawing, probably, right?
Yep.
How long would it take for a baby to withdraw from that shit?
I was not able to be taken home till I was 6 months old.
Oh, shit. You were in the hospital for 6 months?
Going through withdrawals.
Were your adoptive parents already, like, your parents?
Well,
so they come see you and shit through the window or whatever? Or... Okay.
I think at least, like, for the first month. Or the last month that I was in the hospital, yeah.
They'd come see you and hold you and all that?
Yep. And my mom told me, too, like, she said, you would just clench your feet and clench your hands and just, like...
Give me some shit!
Cry.
I want some shit.
Yeah, right. God
sorry.
Damn it, give me the needle!
Yeah, give me some shit. God damn it. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good.
It's okay. So they bring you home.
This is the worst part, though. I'm like, God damn it. Being an addict, like, pretty much my whole entire life, I'm
right.
like, I should be able to, like, scrape some skin and
just get high. Just fucking cut a fingernail off and put it in a bowl and be like,
exactly.
Hold it in.
Exactly. I'm like, I was made with that shit.
Yeah, exactly. This is not fair. Drugs are too expensive. I was born with them in my system.
Right.
I got fucking ripped off. This is bullshit, Amy. No, I agree. It's a bunch of quap.
It's a whole bunch of quap.
Yeah. So, fucking, you get adopted, brought home. Do you still talk to your mom and dad at all
now?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
So, my dad is the one that is helping us get home or go back home
to Arizona for the funeral for Gary's mom.
Yep.
Okay, that's fucking sweet. Yep. Are they in the area still, your parents?
My mom lives in Vegas.
Oh, sweet. So they're not together anymore?
Oh, no. But they're like the best of friends.
That's cool.
Yep. And they talk all the time.
That's awesome.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. I shouldn't say it, but I am going to. So my mom, like, told my
dad.
This
is going to be on the internet.
It's all good.
Okay.
But, so, my mom was all, come visit, you know, just come hang out. You got your own room. She's talking to my dad.
Oh.
And my dad's like, well, I'm at the point where it doesn't work anymore. Mm. She's like, and? He thought she was like proposition. Yeah. And she's like, and?
Like, I'm not having you. I'm just having you to
come
stay.
I just
stay.
Want you to come visit.
Like, I live in Vegas. You know how much dick is out here? You could fucking stay in Schaumburg, dummy.
No, my dad lives in, he lives in Huntley. In the Sun City area.
There's way less pussy in Huntley than there is dick in Vegas, I can only imagine.
Oh my God, my dad.
Are there male prostitutes in Vegas? Like, I'm sure you get dick down for a couple $100.
Do you know in Vegas, back at the, so when I was a kid.
Okay.
There was only one hotel that you could bring children to, which was Circus Circus. And that was
in Reno.
No, Reno
isn't in Reno?
No. Circus Circus is actually on the original strip in Las Vegas.
There's Old Vegas, right? That's where, like, the mafia ran?
Correct. Okay. Yes, but that's where I remember.
Because I've been to a Circus Circus, but I swore it was in Reno.
No,
Do they have one in Reno?
That I do not know. Okay. But there was one, and it was kind of added on to the old strip.
Okay. What's the old strip now? Just desert?
No. I mean, it's what the new strip is. And they took all of the signs and they made, they now on Fairland, I can't remember the name of the place, the road in like downtown Vegas.
Okay.
There is a store or like a shop that you can go into and like look at all of the original signs, like. The glass slipper or the silver slipper.
Yeah, that
slippers.
Dorothy wore in Wizard of Oz.
Silver
and shit.
Slipper, like all the old casinos.
Is that what you're talking about? Like,
but,
Judy Garland wore in Wizard of Oz and shit? Or?
No, I'm just talking about the names of the casinos. Like
oh,
the
I'm
originals.
Thinking fucking movie memorabilia. Okay.
But yeah.
I was going to say, because I think that's in like the Smithsonian or
something.
Yeah,
no,
shit
I'm talking about like the old original strip signs of all of the places that got tore down.
I thought there was a whole Vegas back in like the 20s when the mafia ran it.
Yep.
And now it's like deserted. Like it's non-existent and it's in the desert.
Nope.
And now they got the new Vegas with like the fucking Bellagio and all that shit. That's not true?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. So what the fuck is Old Vegas and New Vegas?
Because they turned it commercialized.
So what's the same street?
Yes.
But all old fucking hotels
and
casinos are gone.
And then they built it all up.
Tore it down, redid them. Okay.
Yeah.
I misunderstood. I thought there was like an old road.
Because
I was told there's an actual old road, like in the desert.
There is one, but there was only like maybe one or two casinos out that way.
But was that where the mafia ran? Like in the fucking.
But the mafia ran the strip.
Okay.
The original strip.
See, I got it confused, and I must have misunderstood what somebody was telling me then.
So,
I never did any research on it at all. I just know my sister that's dead, she was in Reno. She lived in Reno. She had my nephew there, And the big fucking meth fucking town. They were so hard on meth. They had my nephew. My mom and dad were like, dumbasses, we're coming to get you, and we're bringing you home, and you're all going to fucking detox in our fucking basement and we're gonna raise the kid. And that's pretty much what they did. But for the few days that we were in Reno, like
so
my
Reno,
mom and dad
though,
took me to Circus Circus. I got my face painted up like Donatello from Ninja Turtles.
No, so you went down.
I went to
went
Reno,
down,
Nevada. The biggest, littlest city in the world, they
but
call
there,
it.
But Circus Circus is in Nevada, in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I thought it was in
and
Reno,
like
Nevada.
Reno, though, is like up in the mountain areas.
Okay.
And Reno's got, it's like one road, and it's like all the casinos are on one side, and then all the pawn shops are on the other side.
Okay.
And then when you go down the mountain, that is when you get into Vegas.
Okay.
And that's first, I was nine years old, I think. Went to fucking circus with my mom. They did nude circus acts at midnight.
See, when I went, it had to be like 92. Like 1992. Oh, yeah.
I don't believe there's.
Because I don't remember any of this. I just seen pictures of me painted up like Donatello, my face painted. My brother, Little Trav.
You had to have been in like the.
I was told it was Reno.
We were in Reno.
Oh, I don't know. We went to get my sister out.
Reno is in Nevada.
Right.
But
it's not far from Vegas, right?
It's not that far.
Similar to Vegas where they have casinos and stuff like that.
Like I said, it's pretty much one.
They call
strip.
It the biggest, littlest city in the world.
Correct.
Yeah.
And because it's got all the casinos.
So
on
when I
one
went to Circus
side,
Circus, that wasn't in Reno.
Circus is in actual
in Las Vegas.
Nevada. Las Vegas. Correct.
Okay. So Reno's not in Nevada. Reno's in Nevada.
Yes.
Right.
It is. But it's not considered Las Vegas. It's
okay,
Reno,
right.
Nevada.
I knew that, but
then
I thought Circus
Las
Circus
Vegas.
Was in Reno. Nope. All right. So what the fuck's in Reno? Just some casinos and
I
fucking pawn shops?
Like, yes.
Is it a fucking
one,
meth town?
One strip,
like, do,
one
can
side
people
of
live
the
in
strip,
Reno?
Yes.
Because that's where my sister lived. Her and her boyfriend
and it's,
were fucking meth addicts. They had a son.
Yeah, and I could see that.
And they came and fucking took them like, you're fucking off the drugs. We're bringing you back to Illinois. You're going to detox in our basement. It was a nice basement, okay? It wasn't like a concrete basement. They had a room and shit, but they detoxed them. And then my parents basically raised... After that, my parents raised my nephew side by side with me. They got off drugs years later, got my nephew back. And then guess what happened? My nephew started doing drugs, selling drugs. He's in prison now, 19 years, for drug-induced homicide,
you know,
for selling heroin to somebody who
you
died.
You cannot ever just, like, even if you shelter anybody, it's not going to stay.
He was definitely not sheltered.
You know what I'm saying?
My mom and dad, raised him, but he still had his mom and dad in the picture, and he knew where he came from. He got to be, like, 5'6", moved back to Rockford with his mom and dad when they got off drugs. And shit like that. But we were still raised side by side because fucking I lived in Belvedere. He lived in Rockford. He was constantly at our house because my mom and dad was babysitting him.
Right,
he was
right.
At grandma and grandpa's all the time, which was my mom and dad.
This
we were pretty much
sister?
Raised together. My sister Robin that's dead from heroin. Yeah.
I know.
And her husband died, or her Charlie died. My nephew's dad died from meth. He was smoking meth. He died on his feet.
He speedballed, didn't he?
I don't know. I just know the story that I was told, he was living in fucking Reno, and he had like a shop for like working on dirt bikes and motorcycles and all that shit. And he got into a fight. He was smoking meth, got into a fight with a customer. He beat up this guy. He turned around and walked away, and he died before he hit the floor. And they were saying that like his fucking adrenaline, like he was high on meth, then the fight. And then it fucking made his heart go fucking crazy.
Oh,
after he beat the guy up, when he turned to walk away, he died on his feet. It was a heart attack. But it was because he was fucking...
But did they, like say that it was, like, meth-induced?
That's what we were told, yeah. Because everybody was like, yeah, he was... Like, we were all smoking meth that night and fucking... And then he got into a fight and he beat the dude up. And then when he was done beating him up, he turned around and walked away and fell face down. And he didn't have a mark on him, like he didn't get killed from the guy. Yeah. Like
usually,
we were all getting high smoking meth. He beat the dude up, turned around, walked away, died. And they were just saying like it had to be
something else in his system then.
Well,
like,
I mean
like
meth
speedball.
Is a good meth can be good for your heart, right?
Like, yeah, but like you're talking in the 90s?
No. When he died, this was probably 2005. When he 2003, 2004, 2005-ish.
That's still, like...
When he died.
And this was
but he's been
in Nevada?
Doing, he's been doing meth since the fucking... Well, see, he did meth in Nevada in the early 90s, came back to Rockford, smoked some rock. He was smoking crack. And then he moved back out to Nevada and was doing meth again. As far as I know, I don't know, I was just a kid,
it's
this
just,
is just what I'm hearing.
It's just really
But the
weird
story
because...
that I heard is that they were smoking meth, he got in a fight, beat him up, turned around and walked away, died, hit the floor, fucking heart attack, died on his feet.
It Boom. Just seems like he must have been doing something else.
I don't know. The Ultimate Warrior, the fucking wrestler, remember him?
I know, I remember.
He died on his feet, yes, walking from his car to his hotel room. He died fucking before he hit the ground in the parking lot.
He was on steroids and all kinds of crap.
And he was fucking in his 50s and shit. Yeah. And Charlie was probably in his 50s too. Early 50s. I don't know.
Don't say that. I'm 50.
Well, fucking, you're not fucking smoking meth and doing steroids and doing a bunch of other shit.
Well, I know.
I'm just getting in fist fights, you know? So.
Yeah. Let me.
You can't even walk down the stairs.
I know. I fucking scoot down them motherfuckers.
I got a butt print on the fucking stairs leading to Pennywise Pub. So for all you people that come to Pennywise Pub, when you come down the stairs, you have to either stick to the left or to the right, because don't you dare interrupt my Amy butt prints. Because someday I'm going to cast them the way they do in Bigfoot prints in the woods, and I'm going to sell them motherfuckers on eBay. I got fucking Amy Wolf booty prints for 45 a cheek, bitch.
Gonna be like,
especially after this podcast, I'm gonna charge fucking 55 a cheek, and she's gonna be famous now.
You're gonna be like, "Yep, I met an alien." Mm-hmm.
So, with 15 minutes left, the whole reason why I want to do a podcast with you, because I fucking love you so much, and you're a super interesting person. And we were talking all about the adopting thing. Is there anything else you want to close on with that, or like? Well, it was just crazy to me. Like, I was like, damn, I can't believe you were adopted, and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And, well, like,
you've done so many cool things in your life that we can't, an hour is not enough, you know? So we'll definitely do a part two sometime.
I mean, I've actually, like, honestly, I've actually had a very interesting type of life.
Yeah.
And I've met a lot of fucking amazing people. And not, like, just Bret Michaels.
No, like, the most amazing, I would say, is Gary. How'd you meet Gary? 20th anniversary. Today is the 20th anniversary.
So, like, him and I, we have, like, a difference on our anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. And the funny...
Because you say the 14th, he says the 15th.
Correct. And it's also the Titanic.
Yeah. Because the Titanic got hit on the 14th, sunk on the 15th.
Correct.
So you guys met on the 14th, after midnight, and now you're 20 years later?
No, we already knew each other. We became best friends. We became best friends before anything happened. But, you know, like, I'm actually really surprised, because I was just like, I was with my ex-husband, even though I was with my kids, but I was like,
When you saw fucking Gary,
because of our connection already,
right?
It was just like instantly. It was like I already knew that was my soulmate.
Yeah,
and I ended up sending my ex husband. I'm like, no, dude, because he fucking left my kids home by themselves while I was at art school, thinking I was cheating. He thought I'm stupid. He fucking said, "Oh well," I'm like, because I used to chew on the end of pen caps, or the pens, and I'm like, there's fucking meth on the end of this motherfucker.
Oh, shit, okay.
And he is like, oh, well, I let somebody borrow the pen when they went to the bathroom. Fuck you in your neck joke.
Liar.
Exactly.
Right. Neck joke, what's that?
Fuck you in your neck joke. So
I've never heard that.
It's an Amy.
Oh, I thought this was a saying. Like, what's a neck joke?
No, fuck I've heard you of, like, in your neck joke.
You're like, oh, he's selling wolf tickets. No. Like, so what's a fucking neck joke? I thought it was like a, all right.
Yeah, okay. It's just fuck so you what's in a your fucking neck joke.
Amy it's Amy language.
Yes, exactly.
Like a fucking mannerism, but an Amy-erism. All right, I get it.
Like douche dick cock smoking fuck whore. There's another one.
Yeah. Dick squeezer is one of mine.
Ass licking prick bitch. Cock smoking fuck whores, yeah, and the list goes on.
Right,
like the hoopty wommers.
Yeah, hoopty wommer. Don't you got a shirt that says that? Fucking goddamn hoopty wommers. You should start a chick punk band called the Hoopty Wommers. It'd be like Amy and the Hoopty Wommers, or like your name could be Hoopty and be like Hoopty and the Wommers, something like that. Instead of Hootie and the Blowfish,
right? Hoopty and the Wommers.
Hoopty and the Wommers.
So you remember Poodlin?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, what's that?
Poodlin? Well, this is what went before he got sober, and he's sober now, and I'm very proud of him for this. But Poodlin is like, it was so funny because I ended up getting blow from him like two times and I didn't even know him. And it was the same person that I got it from.
Oh, cheese and rice. That's funny.
So the one time, though, I fucking...
You know we're recording, right? This is okay?
Yeah.
Because I can't edit that and take it out.
No, it's all good.
All right. Are you sure?
Yeah, because he would... Because
this was back in the 80s anyway, right?
Sure.
Yeah. This was in the fucking 80s. The guy's name was Putin, the fucking guy from Russia. So that asshole. So you met fucking Gary. Gary goddamn Wolfenstein. What, 20 years ago you met him? Just started dating?
No, we met like 23 years ago.
Cheese and rice. That's a long time ago.
Yep. And he
what's like, his dick like? Is it a long, thick one? He's got a thick one, don't he? I fucking knew it. All right, carry on. he's got a long one. He's been telling me for days. He's like, no, I'm just kidding. I just always got to ask about my friend's penises. Because I bet he looks like he's got a long, thick one. Yeah. So anyway, he's going to love this episode. So fuck that. If you could have saw her hand gesture, Gary, she almost poked me in the fucking eye, and she's sitting 3.5 feet away from me. It was fucked up. All right, we got 9 minutes left, so let's talk about your fucking most amazing relationship with the most amazing man I know, Dr. Gary Beardenstein, Wolfenstein.
So, like...
Because you got a fucking badass last name, so... That's what made me ask you, like, what, because you got fucking adopted, you went from fucking, what was your maiden name? Because that's when you giggled, you're like, I don't even know my maiden name.
No, well,
but
like,
your adopted name was what?
Berninger.
Yep. And then now it's Wolf, which is fucking the coolest fucking goddamn last name of all time. So you met this fucking guy 23 years ago. Yep. I assume that you were at one end of the hallway. He was at the other end of the hallway. No. He was peeing. You tripped over it.
And it was a meth house for the most part.
Oh, with a long hallway. And you had to step over his penis to fucking... This is crazy. Those meth houses got long hallways.
You have no idea. And like, my crack addict type personality, I started being a carpet lurper.
A what?
A carpet lurper.
Oh, digging for fucking...
Yeah, and this
all right, let's talk about, we got eight minutes left. We'll talk about the drug stuff on part two, because we got to ask Gary if that's okay first. Because before I put this on my actual fucking thing my podcast, I got to send it to Gary, and he's got to listen to it first, and he's got to A-okay it. So you got eight minutes to talk about how cool Gary is. Yeah.
So
you got 4 minutes to talk about how long his pecker is, and you got 4 minutes to talk about how heavy his balls are.
So, 20 years ago, I ended up getting to see him again, and because we hadn't seen each other for, 6 months, and we were, best friends for, 3 years, or, 2 years, or something like that. Anyways, and my friend Marcy, she came to where I was staying, and she's like, Amy, Gary's over here, and he really wants to see you. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, definitely. So I get in the car with her and we drive over there. And so I get there and I give him a big hug and he's all Mr. Shy Man.
Mm-hmm. Most of us are. When we
I had to. I'm like, fuck this shit. Grabbed him and just started fucking mauling him.
Just smooching him and shit. And that's fucking funny. And now here you are, 20 fucking years later.
He was doing a fucking crossword puzzle. God damn it.
Fucking Gary. He always told me he was a nerd, but I didn't know he was. God damn it, Gary. Crossword puzzles. What? No, I appreciate it because I love words.
But you know what, though?
I get it.
So his ex, Gavin's mom, I asked her if she would have a problem with me and Gary being together.
Right.
And, and she was like, holy shit, I've never experienced something like this.
Like have
somebody
asked me if it was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Was this all in Arizona too, or what? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. And then, when she went to prison, She was like, Amy, I'm so glad that Gavin's going to be around you.
Right, because she, what can she do? Yeah, right. That's awesome.
But her and I, we're, that's my sister. I love that woman.
Really?
To death, yes.
That's super duper rare. That's insanely rare.
I know.
That's like TikTok rare. You guys should start a TikTok. I have seen that on TikTok before.
I mean, her and I, we're like this close.
That's really cool. Like, still to this day?
Yep.
Is she still in the joint, or is she out now?
No, she's out. She came to visit us.
Wow.
That's cool. Like 2 years ago.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep. I love that woman to death.
That's really cool.
You know, and I mean, like, Gary's got a love for her, too, because he's...
Yeah, 100%.
They got a child together, for one thing. But me and Christine are closer than him and Gary.
All right. So we got we got to end this right now. Any closing statements? You got 4.5 minutes. Any closing statements?
Just be who you got to be.
Right. Don't do drugs. Don't go to Arizona unless you're going to steal me Arizona blonde tarantula. But you have to sneak it down your pants on the airplane. That's the only way that I want it. Don't fucking bring it back in a jar like a fucking fairy. Put it down your pants and smuggle it like a man. All right?
Go get your license out there, though.
License? Like driver's license? Do it or don't do it. No, why? Does it look cool?
Look, I've got an Arizona driver's license with a Rockford address.
Go to Arizona and get a fucking driver's license.
Look at when it expires. When I'm 65.
Cheese and rice. All right. So Arizona's a shit. Don't go to Tombstone because Gary says that place sucks. Watch the movie, though, because the movie's cool. Listen to Don't Blame Us podcast on everywhere you fucking stream all your shit, your music, your movies, your podcasts. Look it up. It's called Don't Blame Us podcast. We're basically the shit. Thank you so much, Amy, for hopping on. I love you so much, and it's so interesting talking to you and hanging out with you. So I figured, fuck it. If we're going to hang out for the next hour, I might as well hit record and put it on my podcast, you know? So I love you so much, and I will talk to you all later. You are now exiting the House of 1,000 Discourses, the Passion Project podcast that provides propaganda.